Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk episode number 99. I'm your host, Dale Buchanan, and today I want to discuss five things dog trainers never do. Keep in mind that this podcast is meant to be a little humorous and not so serious. Not everything in here can be taken literally. It's what I observe when meeting new puppy owners and new dog training clients. Not all dog trainers are going to do these things or not do these things, and not all dog owners are this bad. So I may be exaggerating a little bit. It's meant to be humorous, so just go along with it. The number one thing that dog trainers never do is they never repeat vocal commands. Dog trainers know that repeating commands only confuses a dog. Repeating commands also program the number of times the command is said into the dog's brain, so you will have to continue repeating commands to get any result. On the other hand, dog owners usually repeat commands sounding something like this: sit, 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 so quickly that the dog has no idea what they are saying and has no chance of actually processing the command. You see how this could be difficult for the dog. Say the command only once. Number two, dog trainers never overuse vocal commands when training a dog. Dog trainers say the command once and allow the dog time to process and perform the behavior. This could take up to 30 seconds. But it's the only way for the dog to effectively learn the command by making a good decision and performing it themselves without somebody helping them. However, dog owners often use one vocal command after the other, usually with the dog's name before it, sounding something like this: Dixie sit, Dixie down, Dixie stay, Dixie come, Dixie no, Dixie sit, Dixie down, Dixie, Dixie, Dixie. Doing this lessens the value of the dog's name and the commands, which should be saved when you need a dog to follow you or come to you or really obey you. There has to be value to the puppy's name and value to the commands. The number three thing that dog trainers never do is get frustrated with a dog. Dog trainers know that dogs respect a calm, confident demeanor from the person teaching them. Dog trainers effectively communicate with dogs while keeping the dog calm and in the moment. This is the opposite of doing something to them like over-communicating to them and having them check out and leave the moment. You want them to stay in the moment. Dog owners often get frustrated with their dogs when they don't behave like they want. Dogs can feel the frustration and stress from you, and they don't respond well to either one. The dog begins to check out and will no longer listen to commands that are based on frustration. The number four thing that dog trainers never do is they never allow a dog to pull on the leash. Dog trainers use leash training skills to prevent leash pulling and teach loose leash walking. Dog trainers use foundational obedience commands on the walk, such as sit, down, and wait, to avoid overstimulation and reactivity to other dogs and people. Dog owners allow their dogs to pull on the leash and reinforce the behavior by pulling back and giving the dog a whole bunch of commands when they're overreacting. This method teaches the dog to pull instead of relax on the leash. Remember, the goal is to have the puppy relax on a loose leash, not create more stress and tension in them by over-communicating and pulling back on the leash when they're pulling in front of you. And the final thing that dog trainers never do is they don't expect the dog to be perfect. Dog trainers are patient and understand that dogs learn at their own pace. They never expect dogs to be perfect and understand that humans are also not perfect. Dog owners expect their dogs to learn everything quickly and never make mistakes. Setting unrealistic expectations like these only makes the relationship more challenging and out of balance, preventing a harmonious living experience. I did a podcast recently that is how to set realistic expectations for your puppy. Again, remember, this is humorous, not so literal, not so serious. Every dog owner doesn't do these things. Every dog trainer doesn't do these things. It's just something that I've observed and I wanted to share with you. I hope this information was helpful. If you have any questions, you can contact me through the website, puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.